عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الأعراف آية 160. سورة الأعراف آية 160 page 171 in this holy book. It's page 171, سورة الأعراف. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقطعناهم اثنتي عشرة أسباطا أمما وأوحينا إلى موسى إذ استسقاه قومه أن اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانبجست منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليهم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. وإذ قيل لهم اسكنوا هذه القرية وكلوا منها حيث شئتم وقولوا حطة وادخلوا الباب سجدا نغفر لكم خطيئاتكم سنزيد المحسنين. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
In continuation of Bani Israel's journey from Egypt to Palestine, and the ancient name of Palestine is the land of Canaan, Ardhu Kan'an, land of Canaan. And by the way, Canaan is one of the ancient Arab tribes. So the very first people who inhabited Palestine were the Arabs. 2,000 years after the Arab, Palestine was inhabited by the Jews. So 2,000 years after them. But the very first people who came and who settled in the land of Palestine were the tribe or the family of Canaan or Canaan, as it is in the Bible, Canaan. Now, who are the Israelis? First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we divided them, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ إِثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا. The children of Israel, and I'm going to tell you who are the children of Israel. We have divided them, قَطَّعْنَاهُمْ, we divided them. إِثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا, 12 tribes. 12 tribes and nations. What is the meaning of asbat? Asbat comes from plural. The singular is sibt. And sibt in the Arabic language comes from inbisat. And inbisat means what? The same thing in Farsi, huh, by the way, in Bisat. Huh? Expansion, spreading out. Today in Arabic, they call the grandchildren Asbat or Sibt, especially if this grandson is from the daughter's side. If he's from the daughter's side, they call them Asbat, Sibt. If he's from the son's side, for instance, you are a grandfather. You have a son, and your son has children. They are Ahfad. They are called Ahfad. But if they are from your daughter's side, they are the children of your daughter, they are called what? Asbat. So both are grandchildren. But this is how we distinguish between your grandchildren from your son and your grandchildren from your daughter. From your son are Ahfad, from the daughter are Asbat. Therefore, sometimes you see a reference to the Imamain Al-Hasani Wal-Husayn alayhim as-salam. They say Sibtay Rasulullah. Sibtay Rasulullah. The grandchildren of the Prophet through his daughter, Fatima al-Zahra. Although the Prophet many times he said, don't call them my grandchildren, they are my children. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every son is called by his father. Your name is Hassan, your father is Ali. So you are Hassan ibn Ali. He says, the son should be called by his father. Except Hassan and Hussein, they are called by me. So you can say, Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Abna'u Rasulullah, Walada Rasulullah. They are the sons of the Prophet. This is the only exception in this universe. Do you like this exception or not? The only exception in this universe. You may call them, you may say Hassan and Hussein, the children of the Prophet. Not the grandchildren, the children of the Prophet. This is what he taught us. There are exceptions. For every rule, there is some exception. And this exception applies to those two children, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. So, Sibt comes from Inbisat, expansion. And the grandchildren are called Sibt because they are our expansion. You know? What is my expansion now? My grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they extend me. They extend you, inshallah. If you don't have children, you have to have children tonight, inshallah. Don't forget. And if you don't have a grandchildren, you have to encourage your children to get married so you can enjoy the grandchildren. Because the only joy you have with this hot weather and the Santa Ana winds and fire is when you play with your grandchildren. That's the only entertainment nowadays. So, Sibt, Asbat, Allah says, the children of Israel are called Asbat because they are the children and the grandchildren of whom? Of Israel. Israel is the name of Jacob, Ya'qub. What does Israel mean? In Hebrew, what does Israel, the word Israel means? It means the soldier of God. Jundullah. Or Hezbollah. The name Israel, if you translate it to Arabic, it is Hezbollah. So Israel's name, Ya'qub's name, was the soldier of God. The soldier of God. This is his meaning, his name in Hebrew, Israel. So, Ya'qub, 1700 years before the birth of Jesus, B.C., 1700 years, B.C., before the birth of the Christ, he traveled from Palestine to Egypt. He was in Egypt, he was in Palestine. He traveled during the time of the leadership of his son, Joseph, because his son became... Either some people call him the treasurer of Egypt. Some people say, no, he was the prime minister. And others, they believe that the king quit his job. And he said, you are the best man to fit this job. I would resign my responsibility. You have to come and rule. Because of your honesty, integrity, wisdom, capability, You have to rule. So during his leadership in Egypt, his father went, the story that you know, when they discovered their son, he's the ruler, and then the son sent his shirt, اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. He said to his brothers, take my shirt, this shirt, put it on my, cast it on my father's face, he would regain his vision when he opened his eyes. وأتوني, take your family, the entire family of my father, and come to me, to Egypt. وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. And this is exactly what they did. Jacob, Yaqub, alayhi salam, he took his family, and they were 73 individuals. The day they arrived into Egypt, where Joseph was ruling Egypt, they were 73 individuals. And of course, under the governance and the leadership of Joseph, they thrived, prospered, and then they were multiplied. The number became much bigger than the original number. The Egyptians, the indigenous Egyptians, they felt uncomfortable with them. And they feared them. They feared that if they give freedom, more freedom to the Israelis here, Jacob and his children and his family and his clan, they're going to take over. So they started harassing them. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. They started slaughtering their men. When there is a lady which is pregnant, if they find out about her pregnancy, they cut her tummy, they open it. If they find the baby to be male, they would slaughter him immediately. But if he's female, if she's female, they would allow her to grow, so they would enslave her, make her their own slave. They would kill the male and enslave the females. For many years, many decades, this story continued for many decades. So Bani Israel were abused. They were wronged and abused and exploited by the Egyptians. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission, Allah said, enough is enough. From now on, I have to save you. And He saved them, and they left Egypt. They left Egypt with whom? With Musa alayhi salam. With Musa alayhi salam, they left Egypt, and they were stuck in the Sinai desert for how many years? 40 years. 4 decades. Why they were stuck? Although it doesn't take them more than a day to pass Sinai desert from the eastern side, from the western side where Egypt is, to the eastern side where Palestine is. No more than 1 day to pass the desert. They were stuck for 40 years. Why were they stuck there? Huh? Ahsant. Musa said to them, let's go and fight and enter Palestine with victory. They said to him, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. We are not people of jihad and fighting. We want to enjoy the vacation here in the Sinai Desert. Beautiful sun, free food, free shade. And I'm going to tell you how they got it free. And we are not up to fighting. You and your Lord who's asked you to fight, let Him take care of you. Let Him help you. Allah said to them, فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ 40 سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. As a punishment for their laziness, and for their rejection of Moses' call to go and fight, Allah said, مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. It is haram. The land of Palestine, the Holy Land, becomes forbidden for them. They cannot enter it. يَتِيهُون, they will get lost in diaspora, in the desert. So they walk during the day, sleep in the night. They walked towards Palestine. They walked during the day. They sleep during the night. When they wake up in the morning, they find themselves exactly in the same place where they started their walking. This is the story for 40. Nice treadmill. Have you seen the treadmill? As you run, takes you back, huh? This is treadmill created by Allah. They walk many kilometers a day. They reach a point. They sleep. In the morning, they wake up, they find themselves again. The treadmill took them back. The same distance, in the same place. They were stuck in the same spot. مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ 40 سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ Yatih, when someone gets lost in the desert, he doesn't know the direction, he doesn't know where to go. Tayh, at-tayh, which is in Hebrew, diaspora. They call it diaspora, which is in the Bible. So, when they left, Jacob was 73 people when they arrived into Egypt, but when they left, they were several thousands. Could be hundreds of thousands when they left Egypt going to Palestine. Of course, Jacob died in Egypt. Joseph died in Egypt. But they carried their coffins from Egypt. Musa said, we are not going to move until we take the coffin of Joseph and the coffin of Jacob, his father. They took them from Egypt back and they buried them in the land of Canaan, which is Egypt. So Allah says, where? In Palestine. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ اثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا We divided them into 12 tribes. Asbat means tribes or nations. أُمَمًا Why did God divide them into 12 tribes? Make them only one tribe. Because Ya'qub alayhi salam, how many children he had, Ya'qub? Huh? 12. 10 from one mother and 2 from another mother. The 2 who were from another mother, who were they? Do you know their names? Benjamin and Yusuf. Joseph and Benjamin. They were from one mother. The second wife. But the first wife, she had 10 children. So each one of those, when they got married and they had children and grandchildren, they became a leader of a tribe. So each tribe belongs to one of those children of Jacob. And Musa and Harun, who came many generations later, many generations after Joseph, after Jacob and Joseph, they end up with their grandfather, the son of Jacob, which one? In Arabic, it is pronounced as Lawi. In Hebrew, I don't know. Don't ask me. We have to ask one of the rabbis to see what is the translation of Lawi. But in English, Levi. Levi, in Arabic, Lawi. And in Hebrew, we have to ask and see what was his name in Hebrew. So, Moses and Aaron are the grandchildren of Lawi, which was the brother of Joseph, but from another mother. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divide them into 12 tribes? Ahsan, because they didn't get along. They had to fight with each other. There were some jealousy, some rivalry between them. So Allah designated territorial areas for them. And not only that, to prevent this rivalry, even when it comes to the most important thing at that time. What was the most important thing in people's life at that time? Today it's not very important, but at that time it was very important, especially in the desert. Water in the desert. So at the time of watering, they used to fight with each other. So Allah said, rather than fighting, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ اثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَى Allah said to him, there is a rock, which is still, they say, still this rock still exists. Huge granite rock in the desert, close to the Mount Tur, in the desert of Sinai, They say it is about 12 feet length. And this desert gushed forth with water. But from each side, there is one spring. These springs, they were divided. It's a huge, it's like a mountain, but it is divided. So each one knew their own watering place. They would not get confused with others. They were divided. So when it comes to watering their animals themselves, to shower, to drink, to cook, they would not fight among themselves. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ إِثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا وَأَوْحَيْنَا مُوسَى إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ. When did this happen? The rock and the gushing forth of the water. When did it happen? When they were traveling from Egypt to Palestine, they were thirsty, they were tired, there was no water there, no lake. Here they came to Musa. They said to him, Musa, we are about to die. You took us from Egypt and you said you are a prophet and you're going to save us. Show us some miracles. Where is the water? If there is no water, we're going to die. It is istasqah. Istasqah in Arabic means when someone asks for water. Yastasqi. Yastasqi. If someone tells you, give me some water, he's yastasqi. And when you give him water, what do you say? Huh? Saqa, saqa. Thumma saqa lahuma. Again in the Quran. Musa, when he went to Madian and he gave Shu'aib's daughters, he gave them water. Thumma saqa lahuma. Thumma tawalla ila al-dhil. Saqa. Istasqa, when you ask for water, istasqa. Now, next time when you go to Arabic country, ask them, if you get thirsty, tell them, astasqi. But believe me, they would not understand you. The only place that they don't understand Arabic are the Arabic countries. You have to speak either, if you are in Dubai, you have to speak Urdu. In the Emirates, in Qatar, in Gulf States. The best language is Urdu. If you don't speak Urdu, don't go there. Yeah. In Lebanon, you have to speak a French. They understand the French better than Arabic. Yeah. However, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. Now, Musa in the middle of desert, there is no bulldozer there is no crane, there is nothing to use to excavate or to get the water there. What did he have Musa عليه السلام with him? Huh? عَصَى مُوسَى, the staff or the cane. He created, through Allah's permission, he created miracles with this cane. So Allah said to him, come to this huge rock. Strike it only once with your cane and leave the rest on us. فَانْبَجَسَتْ أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرْ فَانْبَجَسَتْ. See, we have two terms in the Quran. Here in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah says, انبجست. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says what? انفجرت. انفجرت comes from what? انفجار. انفجار is what? Explosion. Here, انبجاس. انفجرت means the water comes very forcefully, with full force. But here the Quran uses the term inbajasat. There is a difference between inbajasat and infajarat. Infajarat, forcefully. The water is going to explode in your face. But Allah here is saying inbajasat. Inbajasat in Arabic means the water is going to come slow first and then gushes out after that. And then gushes out after that. And there is no contradiction between these two. Here, there is more details. Allah is giving more details into how the water came out. Allah says in the beginning it came slow, and then all of a sudden it went with full force. In bajasat minhu thnata ashrata aynan, 12 springs. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. And this is another miracle. When the water started to come from 12 springs, each one of these tribes, each one of these families of Bani Israel, they recognized and they knew where to go, which spring they should use. They recognized their own spring. They did not go into the wrong one. قَدْ عَلِمَ. We prescribed for them. We determined for them. We showed them where should they go. To what spring they should go. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. By the way, do you know that the water problem still today, after thousands of years, one of the biggest sources of political tension in the Middle East, especially between Israel and Jordan and the neighboring countries, and also between Turkey and Iraq, and between this country and that country, because of the problem of the drought, which we also have. The governor of California is going to declare soon that our state is going to experiencing actually drought. So congratulations, the bill is going to go up inshallah soon. Be prepared for that. But at least we have some water here, you know. You don't go into the shower. You know, I went to Jordan, Amman, and in the shower it says you can have a shower from 7 a.m. to 8. And then 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. only. You have 2 hours. A window of 2 hours. Other than that, there is no water. You have to wait, rahmatullah ta'ala. You have to say, amman yujibu al-muftar, to get some water to shower. And I heard that even here in America, the farmers in the Fresno Valley, Bakersfield, they pay a lot of money to purchase the water. A lot of money. So we have to be thankful to Allah. And we have to teach our children to conserve water. To conserve water. In the shower, don't spend half an hour in the shower. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I mentioned this one day here. Some people did not believe. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to use water for his wudu, this amount, only this amount. And the wudu of the Prophet is the most perfect one. Is the most perfect wudu. Only this amount. And 3 times this amount for his shower. 3 times this amount for his shower. To conserve water. To teach us how to conserve. We really have to conserve. If we Muslims, we don't pay attention to these things, nobody is going to pay attention. We have to pay. We have to be pioneers and leaders and educators. First of all, beginning with our children at home. Conserve water. Even if you find it available. Even if you find it available. Today it may be available. Tomorrow it might not. So you have to conserve water. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. And then we gave them the most important, the most basic thing for their living, which is water. And then the second thing, we created shade, natural shade for them. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ. The overcast, the cloud would cover them and protect them from the sun. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ. And then we gave them 2 more things. We gave them 2 types of food. وَأَنْزَلْنَا, we descended on them, الْمَنَّ, الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. الْمَنَّ, according to many exegetists, مُفَسِّرين, interpreters of the Qur'an, الْمَنَّ is the best type of honey. There are some mountains in the desert of Sinai, and you know the bee, some types of these bees, they live in the mountains and they create the honeycomb in the mountains. So they would take it from them. So this is the man, natural, without any preservatives. natural honey. Imagine if you have natural honey, what will happen to you? And salwa. Salwa, they say, it's a type of bird's meat, quail. Al-manna wa-salwa. Al-manna wa-salwa, this is the free food that they get every single day. Every single day, until one day, they said, Moses, we are tired of this food. We need chilo kebab. We need to change. No, really, it's mentioned in the Quran. They said to him, we are tired. Every day, honey, sweet, and a quail, every single day, we can't handle it anymore. So we need to change. We need to change, and that's another story. We will, maybe one day we will discuss it. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. And these two nutritions were enough for them in the desert. So they have pure water, pure drinking water, they have honey, and they have quail, and they have the shade, and therefore they said to Musa, we are happy here. This is the best social security. Do you want us to go to Palestine and fight and suicide bombings and this and that? Leave us here. It's better for us. We are enjoying our home. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, enjoy. Enjoy the طيبات. طيبات has many meanings, many connotations here. One time when the Quran says طيبات, it means lawful, halal, versus haram. Quran refers to the income that you make. The halal income, the good income, the purified income, the Quran calls it طيبات. Therefore, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. In this context, طيبات means the halal food, not the haram. Because there is a relationship between the beginning of the ayah and the end of the ayah. Allah says, oh, messengers. And when He speaks to the messengers, He's speaking to whom else? Huh? To me and you. Because the messenger is a messenger. His name is a messenger. And what is the job of the messenger? Is to get the message to me and you. So Allah saying to them, if you do good, if you eat halal, you're going to do good. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. قرآن می فرماید اگر غذای شما حلال باشد میتونید عمل صالح و عملی نیکو انجام بدید، اما اگر غذای شما حرام باشد میتونید عمل صالح انجام بدید؟ قرآن میگه نمیتونید دیگه، عمل شما خراب خواهد بود. So if you want to do good job, your food and your income, when I say food, not just the bite that you put in your mouth, the income, the source of income should be halal. Does not involve fraud. Does not involve cheating or dishonesty or theft or any type of deception. Any type of deception. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. If you make $5,000 a month, $1 out of this 5,000, only one, is haram. The rest, 4,999 is halal. $1 is haram. Still this $1 is going to affect you, spiritually and morally. Still is going to affect you and affect your family and your children. One of the results, that some people, they make money but they don't enjoy the money. They make a lot of money, they don't enjoy. And some people, they make little money and they enjoy it to the fullest. Because that money does not have barakah. This money, though it's small, it has barakah and a blessing. And the barakah comes not from the Bank of America or Union Bank of Caribbean. The barakah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can put the barakah, the blessing, or He can take it away. He can put the barakah in the money. You enjoy the money to the fullest. And sometimes He takes the barakah away. You spend the money, but there is no enjoyment. And one day, the wife comes and 50% alhamdulillah, in single shot, thanks to California's law. So, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَأَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. If your food is halal, the income is halal, you're going to be able, you're going to receive the opportunity, the tawfiq, to do good, to be successful in your life. So here, Allah says, كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. We are giving you free food, halal food, delicious food. Enjoy it. Enjoy this. But then, you have to be grateful to your Lord. Look at to the next sentence. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Quran is giving us the conclusion here. It's saying despite these services that we provided them, the shade, the safe drinking water, the food, all these things, they still wronged themselves. They did not listen. They disobeyed their leaders. They revolted against their leaders. We provided them with security, with safety, with shelter, with food, but they did not appreciate that. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا. But Allah says, they did not hurt me. They did not hurt God. They hurt their own selves. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Not only Bani Israel did this. Some of our children today, they are doing the same. In America, they have the best food, the best housing, the best security, the best education system here, but still they are unhappy. They complain and complain and complain. This year I took my children on purpose to the poorest areas of Iraq, on purpose. I wanted them to learn, to see, to experience firsthand how children live there in a very inhumane conditions. Even animals, you don't put them in these conditions. So they can learn, they can appreciate. If we don't see those who are worse off, we don't appreciate what Allah has given us. Sometimes we get bored with our living, with our house, with our vehicles, with our food. But when we go to areas that are completely, completely deprived, even bread for them is a dream. Bread, single bread, is a dream. Then people start to realize how much God has given me and I don't appreciate. One day, Rasulullah, this is our leader. We are celebrating his Milad on Saturday. Listen to him and his lifestyle. Despite being the leader, being the messenger, one day he came to the house of Fatima. Alayhi salam. He said to her, Fatima, my daughter Fatima, I am hungry. Do you have something at home? Fatima was so embarrassed. She didn't have anything. She searched the house. She came. The hadith says, Bikisrati khubz. Kisra means not a loaf, part of an abandoned piece of bread. Abandoned. Abandoned. Maybe on the shelf somewhere, you know. Abandoned. She said, Ya Rasulullah, this is the only food I have at home. The Prophet took it, he put it in his mouth, he said, Ya Fatima, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ هَذَا أَوَّلُ طَعَامٍ يَدْخُلُ جَوْفَ أَبِيكِ مُنْذُ ثَلَاثٍ. By the Lord who controls my life. This is the very first bite that comes into my mouth after 3 days. In 3 days he had no food. This is the messenger of Islam. And here, we don't like this lunch and we don't like this dinner and we don't like this food and this food is salty and this one is cold and this one is hot and this one. We have to appreciate what Allah has given us. We have to appreciate. If we don't do that, we lose this privilege. We may lose this privilege. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibu al da'awat innaka ghafiru al khati'at. Let's recite amman yujibu al muftar for those who are sick and those who have hajat and those who have needs. Laylatul Jumu'ah, Laylatul Istijabat al-Dua. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. Amman yujibu al-muftarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. Amman yujibu al-muftar idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء يا الله منا على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا إن شاء الله. On Saturday, tomorrow صلاة الجمعة at 12 and Saturday at 5:30 celebration of ميلاد النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq. We will see you inshallah. Invite your friends, your family members to come and participate in this beautiful ceremony inshallah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.